I wish I could help you, said the young fisherman. As he spoke, there came a great sound of weeping from the sea, the cry that men hear when one of the people of the sea is dead. The young fisherman left his hut and ran down to the shore. The black waves came hurrying into the shore, bringing with them something which was whiter than silver. They brought it to the shore. The young fisherman saw the body of the little mermaid lying dead at his feet. He threw himself down beside it. He kissed the cold red mouth. He held it in his brown arms. He kissed the closed eyes. He put the little hands round his neck. The black sea came nearer. From the palace of the Sea King came the sound of weeping. The sea is coming nearer, said his soul. If you wait, it will kill you. Come to a safe place. But the young fisherman did not listen to his soul. He said to the little mermaid, Love is better than wisdom. Love is worth more than riches. It is more beautiful than the feet of the daughters of men. I called you at sunrise, and you didn't come. The moon heard me call your name, but you didn't listen to me. I was evil, and I had left you and wandered away. Yet my love stayed with me always and was always strong. Nothing had power against it. Now that you are dead, I will die with you. His soul prayed him to come away, but he would not. His love was so great. The sea came nearer and tried to cover him with its waves. When he knew that the end was near, he kissed the cold face of the mermaid, and his heart broke. His heart was broken, and his soul found a way into it, and was one with him as before. And the sea covered the young fisherman with its waves. In the morning, the priest went down to bless the sea, for it had been troubled by the storm. When he reached the shore, he saw the young fisherman lying dead on the sand, and in his arms was the body of the little mermaid.